Do you also wish to go away in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit?
Amen.
I made sure that today I should not leave my script in the vestry like I did last time. So I had to make sure that I have my text with me so that I don't do as I did last time. We give thanks to God for this wonderful day He has given us, a day in which you are celebrating the 10th anniversary of Christian witness in this area. And we are sure that there shall be a time when we shall come to celebrate 20th anniversary, 50th anniversary. I don't know if we'll make it to 100th anniversary centenary. But at least we are sure may will come again someday. If not us, but someone will have to celebrate a centenary of Christian witness in this area. And it's good for you to look back to the time when you started. At least it gives you courage to say, we have made it. We, your friends in Malawi, we know very much about you. You are at our heart. Particularly, I would like to also to express our gratitude and thanks to you, people of St. Barnabas, for supporting Father Kamenya to go for to do his studies in Kenya. It was not easy for me to make that decision when we had a scholarship for one priest to go to Kenya, but I did not have money to make it happen, like transport and upkeep, which was about equivalent to real money is US dollar. So real money equivalent to $1,200. So it is real money to get dollars in that way. He was not going to make it. So when I looked among our clergy, who could go there to take this study, to take this course? Because it is to do with the mission and evangelism. And when I looked at the clergy we have in the Diocese of Northern Malawi, I had this name of Father Kamenya, because he has that kind of spirit of mission. God maybe called him to be like an evangelist. So I was sure he's going to be a good evangelist for planting more churches when he comes back from Kenya. But I was not able to do it. We didn't have enough money to do that. Then I spoke to Mama Christie. What should we do? And she said, okay. Because sometimes I'm like a beggar who tells the other beggar where to find bread. And then I said, okay, let me ask Mama Christie. Maybe she knows where to find bread. And then St. Barnabas, you came up, stood up for us to support Father Kamenya. Though miles away from you, but you are just close to us in that way. That when we even cry, you hear our cries and you come up to do something. And that's why we say thanks to you for this wonderful opportunity to help us make Father Kamenya go to school and do his studies. I don't have to say who I am among you, because you know me. And I was here last year. But for those of you who don't know me, the way I am up to this time, it's just by the grace of God. You can look to me today as a bishop, but those of you who knows my story, when I was a baby, we went through difficult time, and to get to where we are, it's just God Himself. Without Him, there was no way I was going to make it in life. None of our colleagues, none of our families, our members in the family, has done it that way. I only give thanks to God because He made it this way so that I can just be His Lord and servant among His people. And it's all by the grace of God. We have this question today to be that the question that our Lord Jesus Christ is asking us. Do you also wish to go away? According to the Anglican tradition, I was supposed to preach from the Ephesians. But I don't have that courage to tell American husband to love their wife because I don't know how you do it. So I have decided to go away from that passage and stick to the gospel because I will not be able to share what kind of husband can be, an American husband can be to the wife. Because most of the time when I look at you, I know you do it much better than African husband. So therefore, I cannot make it that way, to share anything, to tell American husbands the way how to love their wives. Because when I look at you, I know you do it well. So I'm not there. I'm not going to say anything about that. Because I can only take you back to African way of life, where you just be like a king and the wife does everything for you. So I don't want to make you kings here. Then I'm not going to share about that. Because I can drag you back to the king's life where you just sit and the wife does everything. This is not that what the scripture is telling us. So the scripture is challenging African husbands to do the way God wants them to do, but not American husband. Therefore, I'm not there. Let me just stick to the gospel, because it challenges all of us. Do you also wish to go away? If I can sit down by just asking you that question, at least you have the answer to give to the Lord. To answer that question, you don't need me to take 10 minutes or 20 to explain, but you already have an answer. Do you also wish to go away? That is in many ways. To go away from Christ, to go away from the true teaching, to go away from orthodoxy, to go away from Christian faith, to go away from our Lord Jesus, to go away from the love of God, to go away from everything that is for God. Do you wish to do that? This is the question that our Lord Jesus Christ is asking. And why was He asking this question? Because it was because of the hard teaching they could not bear. The hard teaching, the hard stuff, it was too much, too hard for them. Because people of this world, not America, but I'm saying this world, people of this world, they don't want true teaching. They don't want hard stuff. They want porridge. They want soft drinks. They want things that are soft. They want to be taught what they want to hear, and not to be told what they need to hear. So when our Lord Jesus Christ shared to them what they need to hear, it was so hard for the disciples to keep it. And then one after the other, we're going away from faith. And this hard teaching was to do with the bread of life. And when he was telling them to eat his body and drink his blood, this was a hard teaching. Are you trying to make us think cannibals who eat the human flesh? What are you talking about? Do you want us to start eating your body? And these are the people in those days who, when you talk about human flesh, to them, to eat the flesh of a human being, it was a taboo. It was something that was hard to understand because they missed it to understand what our Lord Jesus Christ was saying when he said, eat my body and drink my blood, and not drink water or something else, but my blood and my body. So it was hard for them to understand, as it is also hard for us to understand today. But you and I are able to understand it, because when our Lord Jesus Christ was saying it in chapter 6, there was no chapter 13 for them to understand what he was saying. But you and I, we have chapter 13 to understand what he meant by his body and his blood. You and I have what Paul said in Corinthians about the body and the blood. So we have that sequence of understanding, as opposed to the hearers of his teaching at that time, because they didn't have all these other tools to explain what he meant by body and blood. In chapter 13 of John, our Lord Jesus Christ is saying, this is my body and this is my blood, to mean the bread and wine, the essence of bread and wine, to mean his body and his blood, that they need to partake and live. But there are two things happening here. The usual thing that we see, the bread and the wine. But that which was implied in the bread and wine, that is the one which was hard. It was to do with his body and his blood. Then he's saying, this body is food indeed. And then he was saying, I shall raise them up. I will raise them up at the last day. So we have something that we do, which is the end result. We do this because there is something else. So our faith in God, we do because there is something else. At the end of the day, there is a promise. We do it, there is a promise. And the promise is to be raised up at the last day. So when he's saying to us to eat his body and to eat his blood, he's trying to tell us that, take my body, be like me. We have a saying in Malawi, elsewhere, what you eat, you'll become. I think it might be true also here. What you eat, you'll become. And now, by eating the body and the blood of our Lord, drinking the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, we are saying we want to be like him. So there is the body and then there is the blood. All these two are significant in the horror of him. Yeah. You can't have the blood minus the body. You cannot have the body minus the blood. The body and the blood means the whole being. So he's saying, I'm giving you the whole of me. Take me in your heart and eat. Because when we look at the blood, and this was a Passover meal, back to the Israelites, in their doorpost they were putting the blood of animals, of the heifer, they killed, they slaughtered, so that the angel of destruction should pass over that house. You and I are now sealed with the blood of Christ when we are in Him. With this sealing of the blood of Christ, with the blood of Christ, we are protected. We are saying we are His. We belong to someone. A signet that is put on us, that we are not on our own, but we are in Christ. So when we are in Christ, we have a responsibility. The responsibility to share this Christ to the world. The responsibility to keep this Christ in our heart. The responsibility to walk with Christ, to live with Christ, to remain in Christ. At the end of the day, when all is said and done, He shall raise us up on that last day. But that question should still be speaking in our mind. Do you also wish to go away from me? There are many ways that are challenging us to get away, not to remain in our faith, not to remain in what we have heard, to run away from the truth. Are we going to remain in Christ? Or are we going to walk away that door and say, I'm not going to come back again? It is too hard to be a Christian in Akina. So if I want to just apply directly to Akina, and are you going to walk away from Akina? I'm saying from Akina, for example. If I just want to apply it directly that way, I'm not supposed to do it. I'm not supposed to do it, but I just want to encourage you. Are you going to walk away? Are you also going to walk away from St. Barnabas so that we don't have another 10 years to come? Are you also going to walk away from the faith that St. Barnabas has said, we want to remain in this faith? If they were at home, I was going to say, Amen. Are we going to walk away from the true faith? Are we going to leave our priest behind and say, you still remain there. We don't want to take the burdens, all the problems, all the lawsuits and everything. You just be on your own. We are going away. We want an easy ride. Are we going to do that? He didn't tell me to say it to you. Neither Bishop Aika told me to do it. I'm just doing it as a servant of God. Are you going to walk away from Bishop Aika and say, it is the heart? No, this text is on my way, so I can use it the way I should use it today to help you, if I'm allowed to do so. Well, sometimes you are not allowed to talk what is happening in the house when you are a stranger. But a stranger is also privileged to talk anything. He cannot be beaten. Are you also going to walk away from the true faith? When some people would want to take some verses from the Bible and say, it is the heart. Let us remove this passage from the Bible. And are you going to say, yeah, let's do it? And then you have a mini Bible than the Bible we have in Africa. You want to have a mini Bible. Are you going to do it that way? That's why you said, no, we don't want it. That's why you said, not that way, but this way. I was saying to some of my colleagues, say, you know what you are doing in Akina, in North America? You are not renegade, or you are not trying to be renegade. those who are separated from the body of Christ. You are not doing that. Neither are you creating a new baby or a new or inventing a new wheel of it for a car, for example. You are not doing nothing, none of those. You are not inventing a new wheel of this car called the body of Christ. But you are saying to some people who want to use a spare wheel, which is so small, not fit for the car, you are saying, no, we want to amend the tire, put it back, so that we can use the same tire for the body of Christ. I'm not sure if I'm clear. I'm not sure if I'm explaining what I mean, if what I'm saying is making any sense to you. What I'm saying is, you are not inventing a new faith, but you are telling everyone, this is the way to go. And those of us in Africa, when we look at Akina, we see the future of the Anglican Church in North America. God is making something new. Lord, I'm making something new. Maybe that's what he's saying to us. He's making the whole thing something new. Because Christianity cannot go along with the society. When the society is saying, this is right, Christianity should be able to say, this is wrong. If Christianity says it is right, when the society says it is right, it ceases to be salt or light. And therefore, it is not useful. Therefore, it is just a social gathering, a social club for this world. We are not meant for this world. We are not of this world. Therefore, we have to live, to remain on earth, but as salt and as light, so that we can remain to be tasty in them. We don't lose our flavor. If the salt loses its flavor, what happens? No use. You can just throw it in the somewhere else. But we need to remain in faith and remain the salt of the world and the light of the world, so that we can give life, we can give light, we can give saltiness to our society. And people can say, there is the church, there is the world. Your constitution is good because there's already separation, state that way, church that way. Our constitution, yeah, it's like that, but you cannot separate religion from society. It goes together. Therefore, the church leaders can also talk something in what is happening in the church. If the church chooses that way, we are able to tell them, not that way, but this way. If you choose to go that way, you go alone with us and our people, go this way. Maybe finishing with the question, again, that question was also asked by Joshua. Choose today whom you shall worship, whether the gods of this world or the God of our Lord Jesus Christ. And he said, as for me and my family, who serve the Lord. And the people say, we shall do so. I think that's what St. Barnabas is saying. We are not going anywhere. Maybe you are saying like Peter, where else can we go? Because you have the word of life. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.